I changed title a little bit. I consider more general 3x3 system, not the Dirac system. Dirac system is a 2x2 system. But later on, I will also mention the Dirac system. And this work is joined with Jiang and Guo. And I also tell you, Lin is a big family in Taiwan, just like Smith in USA. So I'm very happy you have some joint work with Chen and Lin. Chen and Lin is the biggest families in Taiwan. So we have a saying in Taiwan, Chen and Lin will cover all over the world. Okay. Let me mention the idea, the motivation. Okay. The motivation of the homogenization. Basically, it is concerned with the microstructure and the macrostructure, and relation between microscopic and macroscopic. Okay. And the reason, maybe this is the reason, people say it has a very good application in material science. Sorry. So maybe I use one, it's okay. Sorry. As you can, hear from David and Felix talk about the microstructure. And if you are interested, you can. I think Larry had a very good lecture now about the homogenization of homogenization and its application to material science. Okay. So because it has some application to material science, so I can apply to the National Science Council of Taiwan, say my research has a very good application to apply science, and they believe. So I can apply the grant to visit Toronto, to visit the other cities. Okay. But I think the the main reason is the homogenization theory is very beautiful from the analysis point of view. But in fact, the true story is not that. I studied this problem not long time ago, about 10 or 11 years ago, when I was still a PhD program student. And we had at that time we have a brown bag seminar on every Tuesday noon, okay. And I attend all the talk, even I understand or do not understand. If I understand, I just enjoy the talk. If I don't understand, I can have a very good sleep there, okay. And because I occur so frequently, so one day the organizer, he smiled to me. The organizer is Agnani. He smiled to me and say, 2 weeks later, we don't have any speaker. And I have two papers. It's a preprint. Very easy. Would you try to study and then share with us? And at that time, I say, maybe I can try. So I say yes. So I will warn you, if you are still a graduate program student, if one day the organizers smile to you, you mean you will be in you will have some trouble. Okay. So I go back to my problems. Okay. The equation is a system equation. Okay. U is a three vector, and A is anti-symmetric function. And this model is more close to the Courier's force and Lorentz force. And the homogeneity problem, the homogeneity will x when the solution u epsilon. Here we only have the weak convergence. Because in the microspar, microscopy structure, you only have the weak convergence. You cannot say it is a strong convergence, smooth solution. Only weak solution. So if the solution u epsilon converges weakly to u zero, and how about the limit equation? Okay, can you describe the limit equation? And is the limit equation in the same class as L epsilon? Okay. And this problem started in 90 by Luc Tata, and that's what the paper I read and share in the seminar, Brownback seminar. And and later on his student Antonik Miskanihas, and later on by Amirov, Handashit, and Ziani, they have a sequence of paper result concerning this problem. Okay, so the equation is linear, okay, but because we are considering the singular limit problem, so this is the non-linear problem, not linear. So the basic equation is, the only difficult term we have is the couple term A epsilon times U epsilon, they have this term. Okay, U epsilon converts weakly to U zero. A epsilon converts weakly to A zero weakly. It does not imply the product converts weakly. Okay, and because that's because weak convergence is not continuous under the nonlinear map. So this is the main defect. Okay, so some people have this main defect major introduced by, I think it should be by De Pruner, very early 80s. Okay, so now the question is, A epsilon times U epsilon, it does not converge to A zero U zero. So there should be something lost. Okay, so now the homogeneity want to study what is the singular part. Okay, and this problem also occur in the incompressible limit problem, semi-classical limit and quasi-Newton limit problem. And this problem has been studied by Professor Brenner or Brenier. Okay, Brenner and also by Leon Masmoudi, De Jardin and Grenier. Okay. And this is my previous work about the incompressible limit and semi-classical limit. We always you always need to face this difficulty because here we only have the weak convergence, not the strong convergence. So here the I only mention these people for the smooth solution. The work can be traced back to Kleinemann, Maida, Ukai, and so on. So I can mention you my this year's work. Okay, and this work is joined with Didier Bresque, Benoit De Jardin, and Grenier and myself. We try to prove the incompressible limit of the polytropic flow. Okay, this equation we have one actual equation. Not only the conservation of mass, not only the momentum equation, we also have the entropy equation. Okay, so the second equation is the entropy equation. In the beginning, it should be dPs. Okay, the entropy. And if you use the equation of continuity, you can rewrite this equation as the second equation. Okay. And we hope to prove the incompressible limit, but it's not. We almost have everything here. But momentum equation here, we have an actual term. Okay. And the previous work of the Masmoudi and the and Young. This part is a perfect gradient. And put there, and then you can put the perfect gradient to the to the pressure term, and then become the final pressure. So usually this term is called acoustic pressure. But here, because you the limit function a bar is not a constant. It's not an isentropic flow. The, because the entropy variation is big. Here you cannot just you cannot put a epsilon bar inside and then become a perfect gradient. So we can only prove up to now to this stage. Okay. So anyway, when you treat the singular limit problem, you need to face this this difficulty. Okay. So maybe I start from the example for the sine x. Okay. For the sine nx, you can draw the picture sine x here. Up and down, and then the fundamental region is 0 to 2 pi. And then sine 3x, it means from in the fundamental region 0 to 2 pi, you need to put 3 sine waves, and so on. Sine nx, it means you need to put n sine waves in this region. It does not converge because of the oscillation. Okay. So in fact, this n is the wave number. So because sine nx oscillates from between positive 1 and negative 1, so and then we replace the 1 by the function f, okay? So we can interpret the Riemann-Lebesgue lemma in this way. Fx is the amplitude, and then it oscillates between positive f and then negative f, okay? But in this case, the bread part, the bread part and the red part are not equal, so you cannot cancel it. But eventually they can cancel. Okay, so although you have the oscillation, but you also have the cancellation. So so it is still a good good result. Anyway, this Riemann the best lemma tell you sine nx convert weakly to zero. Okay. Okay. And for sine n, sine square nx, it does not converge to zero because it oscillates between positive 1 and 0. So the average is 1 half. Okay. So this is the most difficult part is the weak limit of the sine n square nx not equal weak limit sine x square. But anyway, I think it's a good proof, not by using the best proof. You prove in L1 by density argument. That's not good. The best way is go back to Riemann by using the Riemann partition. And then you can get the explicit formula. Okay? So the sine nx, it converts weakly to the average. Okay? Average here. And then we rewrite the limit by change of variable. And then you can you rewrite in this way by the less integral. And the final one is the Young major. This is the Young major. Okay? So I study Young major from this example, because it's a very painful experience to study Tata's lecture. I never understand what the Young theory is. Okay. And it's beautiful. Sine square nx converts to lambda square time, in the product of the Young major and so on. So, it is true for any power k, and then it must be true for continual function. So this is a Young fundamental theorem. Okay, so the best way to, the best way up to now, as I know, is by using the Young's major to treat the nonlinear problem. Okay, so we go back to our original problem. The solution can be written by using the green function. Okay, and I want to tell you, without green function, we cannot do, we can do nothing. Okay, this is a very, very important P step. Okay. And then, the omega epsilon, omega epsilon is bound. So, it is, bound, L infinity, bound in L infinity. So, bounded set is, weakly star compact. Okay, so you can pass, by choosing the subsequence, and then you have the company theorem. The limit, you have the omega epsilon converted weakly to omega zero. G epsilon convert L infinity weak star to G zero and B epsilon and so on. Okay. Here B epsilon is the time of the two term. Okay. And the difficulty is here. Okay. The as we mentioned in the beginning. Omega epsilon times G epsilon does not convert weakly to omega zero times G zero. Okay? So you need to treat this term carefully. So now we can consider the correct term between the limit of B zero and the time. So we let this term C is the correct B zero minus omega zero G zero. Okay, and then put it into the original equation and do some hard analysis. Okay? But the key step, you need to solve an integral equation. This is a Volterra integral equation. And it is natural because we are studying the initial value problem. For the boundary value problem, you can treat in the same way. And the final key step is the name. Volterra equation, the other is the other integral equation, Fredholm integral equation is related to the boundary value problem, and for Volterra integral equation is related to the initial value problem. Okay, so you can prove the limit equation. Okay, you have the actual term, the integral term here. Okay. So the limit equation is not the differential equation, it's a differential and integral equation. Okay. So how many minutes I have? 5 minutes? 5 minutes? Okay. So this problem also show you a very interesting process. You can start from a reversible model, and then the limit is an irreversible model. Okay. And of course, from the functional analysis point of view, initially we have the solution and solution associated with the semigroup, and the limit is not in the same class. Okay, not in the same class. And in particular, if the coefficient is time independent, okay, and then we can use the Young's major, we can use the Young's major theory, okay, and the key step is solving the resolved equation, okay, and in this case because it is time independent, so the integral equation is of the convolution type. So you can apply the Laplace transform, okay, to get the solution, and then if you are lucky, you can get the inverse Laplace transform, okay. And so to get the inverse Laplace transform, you need the theory of Hodler's function or the Navarilla peak function theory, okay. So finally, you get another major, another original Young's major mu x is another mu x. Okay, so this major is called parameterized major, not a young major. But in Tata's paper, he say, in the beginning, he always say the Young's major is the parametric major. But later on, Piperner told him, you should say it is Young major because Young is the, I think the beginner. Okay. So later on, he always call it the Young major. Okay. So if the coefficient omega is time dependent, then the limit equation is of the convolution type. Okay. And the kernel, you have the express form. It is given by exponential, just like the fundamental solution, just like the fundamental solution, but with inner product with the major. Okay. So I think my time. And I also mentioned if you like you can also use the Dunford-Taylor integral formula, okay, to study this this problem, and then the limit equation you have the kinetic formulation, okay, you have the kinetic formulation, so you need an actual actual equation, okay, so this also answer the equation the. What is the semigroup of the limit equation? In the beginning only one equation, and then for the second one you need two equations. Okay. So maybe I stop here.